Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Beautiful there from Fred Hammond. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And yes, no weapon formed against our children shall prosper. Loretta, how are you? I think I did respond to your question there, Loretta. It was Dr. Arnold Moll. I hope that you got it. And Louis, hello to you. Thank you so much, beautiful queen. And this is Pietra Small. Who handed Pietra?
Morning, Simangile. It's nice to hear your voice. I'm agree. And it looks like it's going to rain. Eh? God's going to bless us with rain today, hopefully. We pray for rain. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
And amen to that. We need rain and more rain on a daily. And so, yes, let it rain. Let it rain. Hello to Khatliso Projects and Construction. Thank you so much for also tuning in and being with us. And hello to Pastor Miriam Mashego. Muruti, how are you?
I'm well, and how are you doing, my darling, darling, darling?
It's been decades.
I know, right? I get we are so busy, right? You know, running our races in so many spheres and areas in our lives.
And we thank God for that.
Sometimes we really don't meet, yeah.
And we thank God for that because He has placed us in these spaces for His own purposes, for His own reasons. And so in all of that, let Him be glorified and magnified. I was at Gibbs last week, Friday, and I was looking for you. Why is he?
You know how many fans called me, Barry. I'm at Gibbs. Where are you? And meantime, I'm preparing for my sermon on Saturday. We have to prioritize, right?
Yeah, no, we always think like Gibbs is a one room place, you know? So that's why.
Well, that's okay. My place of deployment there. I'm deployed there.
Muruti, thank you so much for talking to us today. I was so touched by what we spoke about off air with you earlier. As you were talking about some of the people who are in prison and who went into gangsterism because they wanted to belong, they wanted to feel loved, they wanted to be accepted, they wanted affirmation. And today we are challenging the body of Christ in this regard because it goes beyond that.
Yeah, I think yesterday and this morning when we were speaking, the Lord reminded me of the importance of spiritual families or godly relations, you know. And He took me back to when I was doing prison ministry, and I did it, I mean, from 2010 up until COVID time, but in different prisons where I would have access to juveniles and also adults. I've interviewed a lot of adults that are gangsters, members, you know, and I remember this old young man, 35, 36, who has murdered 3 or 5 people, and because he was a gangster member, and the reason he would murder and repeatedly do so is because of the ranks. So for you to be promoted, you need to murder or rape or do both. You know, and these youngsters, and they're called juveniles, the reason they actually join gangsterism is because they want to be seen, heard, loved and valued.
Sure.
And such platforms would give them that. The reason, and another reason, is that some of them feel that in their homes they're not recognized, in their homes. And when I study most of the interviews that I had, most of these youngsters, they come from single-headed households where either a mother or a father is not there, or a father has rejected them or neglected them or forsake them. And now they want a sense of belonging. Where do I belong? And they go around, and when they get into gangsterism, they then accept it. But before you being accepted, there's an initiation phase where you to be initiated, you need to go and murder or rape. Hmm. Or after raping, you have to murder so that you qualify to now belong to this brotherhood, to now belong to this community where we have the same affiliation, same association, and now we are brotherhood, we are brothers. you know. And it also reminded me when I started, you know, after my first divorce, I was so broken. You know my story. I was down and out, broken hearted. I felt like I don't belong anywhere. And I went to a church in one of the Ugurulemi big churches. And I guess I was dressed inappropriate. And I did not, inappropriate. And I did not, because it was my first time in church, I did not even know the protocol and the dress code. I went wearing as a normal girl from the streets. And I was with my child one, and at that time, I think she was 9 or 10. I was received by an usher who looked at me like I was a prostitute, and maybe I was dressed like that. But then she then ushered me to another corner where I felt so unaccepted by the church. And I knew, because my daughter also echoed, and she said to me, wow, it feels like nobody wants us to be here. And I knew after that day that I'm not coming back to church. And as the Holy Spirit was leading me about spiritual homes and communities, I realized that maybe there's a role for us that we need to play, or we need to be aware of as a church or the body of Christ, that actually we are all called to be brothers and sisters. And the question is, are we even aware of that? And how much cognizance do we take that we realize, Jorge, we are called to be brothers and sisters in the community of God? And are we playing that role well? You know, it reminds me of a scripture in Matthew 12:50, where when Jesus Christ was on the cross, you know, and I'm going to read I'll read from verse 46 to 50 in the New Living Translation. It says, as Jesus was speaking to the crowd, his mother and brother stood outside asking to speak to him. Someone told Jesus, your mother and your brothers are standing outside and they want to speak to you. Jesus asked, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Then he pointed to his disciples and said, look, these are my mothers and brothers. Anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. That means that if you follow Jesus, you and I, Bongile, are related. And hence we are called children of God. And how many of us are even aware of this?
Sure. Maruti.
How many people have we neglected, or how many roles have we played as gatekeepers where we kept people from coming to church because of our ignorance and our judgmental looks and comments that we normally say to people, especially visitors, when they come to church, and we don't even welcome them because sometimes we think it's not even my space or my role to welcome people. And you feel that I belong to this community. Well, I don't know you. I'm just going to treat you like a stranger, like a visitor. And I'm not even going to make an effort to engage with you. I mean, I was judged by an usher and I never went back. And I want to imagine if it was a pastor or if they would have treated me differently. But the question is, was this lady even aware of the role that she played in my life that I end up leaving that church and not going back?
Sure. And we are gatekeepers without us being aware that we are gatekeepers. You're talking about an usher.
That's exactly my point.
And in many churches, when they are training ushers, the first thing is have a smile on your face, be welcoming, be warm to the people. Let them feel welcomed. And so there shouldn't be any judgment when it comes from an usher. And which means that that usher was not even aware that she's a gatekeeper or the door that can allow somebody to come into the kingdom or even reject the Christ that we are preaching about.
It's even worse. I was broken. I knew nothing about church. I just felt, let me just go to church. I mean, this is what Jesus said. Church is a hospital. And when you are broken, when you are bruised, when you are down and out, that's when you're going to be accepted. But I was rejected there. And when I interview these children, half of them are saying, well, I'm not even loved in my own home. My father doesn't even know I exist. My mother is even worse. She's busy working because my father has neglected me. My father does not even want me. My father has rejected me. Now I'm going to a guest star where people are going to accept me. but there's a price to pay. And if that is raping another person or murdering somebody to belong, I'm going to do it because there's a qualification criteria. But some of us as mothers, the way we are so bruised, we actually push away our children. Hmm. And we're not even aware.
I remember listening to a testimony by Pastor Nozipora Kolota, who says one time in their church, a man came in and this man smelled like he was like he's from the streets. He doesn't have a home. He's a street man. So he went in and she says, I just felt compassion, ran to him. I hugged him, welcomed him into the church. And then we started a journey with him as a church. And years later, the very same man came and he is now a pastor. He received Jesus Christ because of that hug, because of that welcome that he received. Yeah. And he's the one who now called her to come and preach in her church. He was, now he has this relationship. And now this is what he does. His church is opened for the homeless, for the street people, those who are rejected in their homes. And they even have families in the church where people we can call Pastor Miriam. We have Spongile. She just came in. She doesn't have a place to sleep. Can we bring her to her home? And these families. So where do we begin to change all of this within the body of Christ? Because I ask myself, why are we in groups? I have a friend who left, who was about to leave Christianity, who was about to leave Jesus because she was not accepted. She was not loved. Everybody would form groups after church and nobody would even greet her. She would force herself, even go for, what do we call them, home cells, but she would not be received in these spaces. So what do we do in churches and how should we build those relationships, turn our churches into godly places where they can feel loved and also know that they belong? Before you respond, let me greet Asanda Mabala. Thank you, Asanda, for joining in and being with us. So where do we begin, Ma?
I think we need to be equipped. We need mindset shift where we fully understand the role that we are playing. And you must also remember the reason now I now started dwelling on spiritual families is because there's a visitor. This lady came to our church, I think 2 months ago, and this other pastor, because he's a woman, he then said, Miriam, there's a new member that I want you to engage with. I engaged with that woman, and I said to him, I want to take you out for coffee. And I think I was complaining when I was on my threshing floor, and I was complaining. I said, God, I ended up spending the budget that I never had on this lady, because of my assumption was that she went to town. And I was upset because now I ended up spending the budget that I never had. Mm. And the Holy Spirit reminded me, that's the reason why I even gave you the job that you have, that you must take care of each other. Hmm. Your money is not your money. It is my money as your father. Mm. I've given it to you to entertain these people, to engage with these people. Mm. So we all need a mind shift. We all need to be equipped that all of us play an important role to bring people to Christ. Mm. That we don't become gatekeepers. All of us need a spiritual awakening. Mm. We need to be taught, all of us. And hence, this talk with us this morning, just to bring an awakening, an enlightenment, that we also recognize that each and every one of us has a role to play. I mean, Jesus said the only way that people are going to know that we are His is through our love. Hmm. That we must get love unconditionally. Hmm. Because we were also loved. When I was down and out and nobody knew me and nobody recognized me, it was God who ordered my step to go to that church.
Right.
But that woman failed to recognize her role. Hmm. I think you're equipped, Corey. You are an usher. Your role is to smile and feed people. But it's more than that. Hmm. We are to exude the love of God. We are to show the love of God. We are to show compassion. I mean, your friend, when that somebody came who's a hobo or who was a hobo at that time, the church members were obviously distancing themselves from him because he was thinking. But she felt compassion. And if she was not compassionate at that time, that man would not even come back to church.
Sure.
The men that I interviewed, most of them were saying, I did not belong anywhere. In my home, I was rejected. On the street, I was rejected. And when I went to this gangsterism, they accepted me. It's the same reason why women, some people would even say, not even only women, some people would even say, Pastor Miriam, you know when I go to a tavern, you know how much love I experience there. They even buy me beers, even though I don't have money. They're so welcoming, more than churches. So in our churches, we have groupies. We have associations, there are groups and groups and groups, and we forget about the main role, why even we were brought into this house of God. I mean, Hebrews 10, it says, let us not forget or forsake the gatherings of the brethren. Why are we gathering? To extend love. Why are we gathering? To support and encourage each other. Are we encouraging people that are down and out? Are we encouraging non-believers to even come to church? I had so many people, Bongile. I had so many people saying, people in church, they've got bad hearts. They have stinking hearts. They are bad people.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad.
It feels so bad.
How many of us have experienced such? We are not even aware. So we need to create an awareness that you are important and I'm important and all of us are called to become brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers. You're not just your son's mother. You are everybody who's a child of God. If you feed somebody, ask Nadia Paro, clothe them. It's your responsibility. Don't wait for somebody to actually come and say, Mommy, don't you have bread? To give to me. Give. It is our role. How are we going to lure people into the kingdom of God if we are so so much into our own groupings, into our own communities, where we look bad at unbelievers and we start judging them? That's not what we are called to do. So God loved the world. So God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that you and I could be called Christians.
He gave us love.
He gave us love. And one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, one of the fruits of the Spirit is the same love. Do we even have that love? Do we have joy? Do we have patience? Do we have long suffering, faithfulness, gentleness, kindness? Do we have all of those things? That we're able to embrace the non-entities of this world, the nobodies of this world, the people that are despised of this world. Are we even aware of our role as Christians?
And
that we might be a gatekeeper.
Yeah. And the Bible tells us in the book of Psalms 68, verses 6, that God places the lonely in families.
Yes.
And he puts them there for a purpose. And so our churches might be those families that God has placed these people there. Our spaces might be those families. I remember something happening to me. I think we were going to the stadium some years back as Radio Pulpit. We were going to F&B, and I didn't even tell them the people my name. I just drove in. The Radio Pulpit van was already inside, and I came behind like they were expecting me later in the day. So I got there later in the day, and when I arrived, all I did was greet.
And after greeting,
the person who responded, I mean, Soweto is big, South Africa is big, and how many people would fill in the FNB Stadium. So the person who greeted me, not even at the gate, just before I got to the gate, like a distance away from the gate, there were security guards. And this person said, they didn't even have my number plate or anything, but they knew my voice. And they said, yes, Sibongile, we've been waiting for you. Please get to that gate. And that taught me that it, regardless where you at, it might be in the store, it might be when you're driving, you need to love God's people. Bamba Ganganima, let's take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you? Hello, family.
Hi, how are you? This is Bongile.
Babunkosi, how are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you?
Uphilile, Baba. It's been a while.
I'm just in course.
I love to hear that.
Amen. Police Mashuku Ninjan Lab.
Sikona Ninjan Babunkosi. It's so good to hear your voice.
Yeah, and I'm trying to go busy with my soul.
Amen.
Yeah. No, sisibongile siyabonga ngobe le nto lena esikhathini esiningi abantu abafundiswa ngayo
eish
ukuthi kunemiphefumulo okuwukuthi ayizange isaya kuyofuna amanye amabandla ayisafuna ukuzwa nix ngendaba yesonto ngenxa yakho nokholo ayisakholwa ukuthi likhona ikhona into abathi inkolo.
Yho.
Akasakholwa nokuthi konje lento indaba yokuthi uJesu wafa wafela bonke abantu ikhona ngempela na. Ngenxa yami. Sizibongile kubhaliwe ku the Book of Remembrance ukuthi ngenzani. Nokuthola phambili. Inkinga engiyibonayo mina sithatha abantu abangakakhulu spiritually sibanika ama position sensitive
ene futhi babu Nkosi sometimes bakhulile kodwa asibafundisanga
that's a thing yes
sizisibongile umoya ngwe uthisher omkhulu
yes
umukhulu spiritual sisibongile uguide womoya engcwele
ngikuzwa kahle ngikuzwa kahle
akekho umfundiso ozothi uma kuzihobo lana nibowenza so
yeah
uma ifika le hobo umoya engcwele uzokuguide
wena
wena umukhulile spiritual
ngikuzwa kahle
ukuthi yenza so
yeah
manje uma sibeka abantu abangakhulanga spiritually sibeke labantu laba usathana ungenaka lula kubo ukuthi a destroy lonke lebandla a destroy nemisebenzi kaKristu ngoba abakhulanga spiritual sisibongile uNkulunkulu wathi kuMose Mose nikuzwile ukukhala kwabantu abani
yes
akazange athethe uMose ngoba athande uMose or ngoba ahawukele uMose bekathande abantu bakhe abakhalayo asina sibalulekanga kubaluleke labo abangaphandle indodana yolahleko umfowabo wakomplaina ngoba yena bekahlala la ekhaya akakazenzelwe iphathi mara lo obekade ahambile uma ubuya baba wamenzela iphathi ngobe kubalulekile ukubuya kwaloya ukudlula
ungaphandle
yes
nabantu ababiyale ngaphandle yibo ababaluleke ukudlula laba abala ngaphakathi asiyekeni ama-group concentrate kubantu esibaziyo asiconcentrate kulaba ababiya ngaphandle
thina sizobonana thina sizobonana sihlala sikhona
thina sizobonana sihlala khona sizibongile ngizawuqeda isikhathi sakamama
thank you so much babu Nkosi wow Babunkosi says we take people who are not yet grown in the spiritually, and we place them into positions, because if somebody is grown spiritually, they have a relationship with the Lord, Holy Spirit, and that's when a hobo would come into our church, when somebody who's broken would come into our church, somebody who needs to belong, somebody who's lonely would come to our church, the Lord, Holy Spirit, would be able to talk to me or to you who's grown in this spiritually, to run to this person and welcome them and embrace them and walk a journey with them.
Until
they are healed, until they are restored. But now, that is the problem that we do. We place anyone and everyone in positions. And we need. So I was like, no, but they need to be taught. Babunkosi says, the Lord Holy Spirit is the best teacher of them all. And that's why we need to have that relationship with the Lord Holy Spirit, so we can also be able to be led by Him. Those who are the sons are led by the Spirit. Yo, Babunkosi. Let me do this, Ma, and then let's come back.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Hey, listen, now Radio Council, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng. It's just for you with you up until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we say hello to Dramini Yanipelsaran Perspective. Right now, I'm with Pastor Miriam Mashego. We're talking about building godly relationships where others can find love and know they belong. And you come to also the knowledge of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior for those who don't even have that kind of a relationship. Now, I see you, Jabuli Lesbia. Hello to you, my queen. And hello to, it's Loretta. Thank you, Loretta. And Asanda says, the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen, Baba. Asanda says, your voice is Bongile. Oh, yeah. When I took that call from Ubabunkosi, I wanted to say that I repented on that day. You know, when sometimes you would fight with people in the store, they mistreated you. So you have to, share a bit of, what do we say? Give them a piece of your mind.
Of your mind, yeah.
And then I was like, I repented because, my voice was like, so you hear my voice on Radio Pulpit, and then the next thing I talk to you and what I say doesn't add up.
That's so true.
It doesn't point to Radio Pulpit. It doesn't point to Christ. And then that's when I repented from, I thought of everything. I was like, no, I'm done. If there's something, a dispute or whatever, then I have to do it right. With the godly heart, speak well with people, love God's people. And I think that's when the love was built. It's years, like donkey years back when I was here at Radio Pulpit. I think I was starting out at Radio Pulpit, and that's when my life took a turn. And it's important that we love God's people, how we treat them, we welcome them. And I love what Babunkosi said about the Lord Holy Spirit teaching us this.
He is our teacher. He's our helper. And he's obviously speaking all the time. Talking about your incident, I also encountered the same thing at the mall. Somebody just stepped over my toes, and I wanted to tell her. Before I could say anything, somebody said, oh, Pastor Miriam, how are you? And I felt so bad. I'm like, my God, this woman saved me because I was just about.
Ha 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 ha! Because yes, another person won't be saved after that. Another person would take Jesus as Lord and Savior because of what you said. So it's very important that we make people feel welcomed. And that's where you will even understand when the Lord Jesus Christ says, if they slap you on the right, give them the left cheek as well. Which sometimes
and also that reminded me, Bongile, also that we actually need to pray daily for grace. You know, we also need to pray daily for the Holy Spirit to minister to us, because sometimes we become so carnal that we actually forget our roles and the roles that we play as leaders in our society or in our communities or in our churches.
Yeah.
That sometimes you as Bongile, you might not know me, but because you are appointed by God and deployed to be the face of a Radio Pulpit, you might not know people, but people know you.
Hey.
People know you, and you don't even know. I mean, I was at Mbalenhle the other day. I mean, Mbalenhle is even Mpumalanga at the mall.
Yeah.
Somebody saw me and say, Pastor Miriam, how are you? You know, I did not recognize you, but when I heard this voice, I know that you are half of the time with Bongile at Radio Pulpit.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow. She did not even know my face, but she heard my voice, and she said, I know you from Radio Pulpit, Bongile. You're always talking to her. And I'm like, wow. You know, so irrespective of whether you have a position or not, because you're a child of God, you represent the kingdom.
In church, you represent, outside and sometimes, church.
And everywhere in our society, in our communities. And sometimes you're the only Christian that the people know.
Yeah. I remember.
And you're the only person that can lead them into the kingdom of God. So our behavior, our conduct, our utterances, everything about us plays a major role in bringing people into this kingdom.
I remember one teacher who stayed in a place where she was the only one who knew Jesus as Lord and Savior, and everybody else was watching her. At some point, children would come ask for advice, and they saw how she loved, to a point when she moved out of her house and she moved to a new place. The same people would still call her because the house was not sold quickly. So people would call her and say, this is what's happening in your house, and all that. The people would still follow her because of the Christ that was in her. And that's what we need to be, like the Dorcases, that people would say, Lord, agabuye, because of how we are treating God's people, be it it's inside or it's outside the church. Like we said, God brings people into families, the lonely into families. Sometimes it might not be at church. It might be in your own house. And it might be your neighbor who is lonely, who needs a family. And you are the one that God will point that neighbor to. And how you receive them will either lead them to the cross or lead them astray. So it's very important.
That's so true.
Sure.
That's so true. Even in our communities, Bongile, even in our communities, we actually need sometimes to pray and ask God to open our eyes, that we are able to meet the need of a family around you, a neighbor who doesn't have enough, you know, and that when you go to buy clothing for your children, bring them something if you saw that there was a need, you know, and become somebody who is helpful, somebody who's observant, you know. You are always watching around you, not only in your household, but everyone in your community is a child of God. So if there is a need, try to meet that need if you can. But if you can't, and God knows, remember, God knows our hearts. You know, and the Bible says it is God who gives a seed to a sower. So if your intentions are good and you want to help that family, but you don't have enough, God, you must ask God to actually give you enough seed that you are able to sow in other people's lives, because it is God who gives a seed to a sower.
Wow. Muruti, I don't think our journey is easy, but it's doable through Christ.
It's not easy.
And I don't think those people who form groups at church and exclude others, they do it purposely. They don't even think about it. They are more comfortable with just running and and talking to those they know. And so may the Lord bring awakening in these spaces in our lives, that we do not lose anyone the Lord is bringing forth into our lives. The Lord Jesus Christ prays unto the Father and says, may I not lose any of those that you have given unto me. May it also be our prayer, because God brings them to us for a purpose, for a reason, so they can have a beautiful relationship with him. But it starts with us, whom God is sending to bring healing into these spaces, to bring belonging and love into these spaces. Sure, Moruti, what a challenge.
Yeah, no, that's so true, because the Great Commission is for all of us. It's not for pastors or leaders, or it's for all of us. Go and make disciples. It's for all of us. And discipleship does not mean now and as much as after, go and make disciples, teach them about these things and baptize them. It doesn't mean you start by baptizing. You become a disciple by the way of your conduct and your speech and how you interact with people. And that on its own, you are a disciple. The fact that you're a child of God, the fact you're a Christian, you then become a disciple wherever you're deployed, because God cannot be anywhere, but he uses us. Hence, our bodies is a vessel of God, you know, and that's why Paul was urging us to surrender and preserve our bodies a living sacrifice, because that's where the Holy Spirit dwells, and that's how he conducts himself through us. We are ambassadors here on earth, so we really need to be mindful of that. And it starts with such teachings where we just teach and create an awareness of the roles that we play, because sometimes we actually forget, what role am I playing? I'm thinking, if I go in and out of my house to my office, coming back and into my house, that's the only thing that I'm called for. No, you're called, if you're adopted and you are a son of the Most High God, then your role is to project that so that people would look at you and say, I want what she has. Whatever spirit that she's carrying, I want that. Because we are ambassadors of Christ, and that should always be we should always be aware of that is our role, that we are prominent and we are ambassadors and we represent Christ in all that we do. We are just deployed. You must always be aware that you are a soldier of the Most High God, that every morning when you leave your house, you are actually going to the battlefield. And the question is, am I going to win today? And am I going to impact? Am I going to equip? Am I going to portray and project the love of God that is infilled inside of me? And hence it's important that we also find time to sit under the feet of Christ so that we are full. Because if our cup is half empty, we might not be able to impact or change lives. We need to be full ourselves first. And it's important that in the morning we actually connect to the Holy Spirit so that we are filled with his love, that when we go out, we are actually to fill up somebody else's cup.
Sure. Moruti, thank you so much for challenging us in this regard. May we do right. God is setting us right for his own glory, so that we do not miss those that he has brought into our lives, and so that their blood is not required from us later when we have to give account. And so thank you so much for these challenging words this morning, and may the Lord Holy Spirit help us on this journey. As we listen to the Lord Holy Spirit, it's very important for us to also listen to the Lord Holy Spirit's guidance. She is Miriam Mashiru on Facebook and social media platforms. She is also God is Love Ministries. And you can send her a WhatsApp on 082-391-1318. It's 082-391-1318. Muruti, I'm going to allow you to pray for the body of Christ in this regard. Take us to the Lord in prayer as we repent for those that we might have lost, and also pray for healing for those that came into our churches, came into our homes, came into our communities, but they were rejected by us who are supposed to be embracing them, those of us who are supposed to be bringing them to the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can we take it to the Lord in prayer?
Father, we come before you. We thank you for the scripture in Matthew 12:50 that reads as follows: who is your spiritual father? Who is your brother and sister in the family of God? Jesus said, whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, is my sister, and is my mother. That means if we are followers of Jesus, you and I are related. Father, we thank you that this morning you are reminding us of our role and responsibilities as children of the Most High God, that we are children of God and every one of us. Because when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he did not just die for the elite, he died for every living being in this world. Help us, Father, to always remember of the role that we are called into this kingdom of God. Help us, Father, that the greatest commission says we must go out and make disciples. My Father, remind us every day. We thank you that when you ascended to heaven, you did not just leave us as orphans. You left us with the helper, Paracletus, who is the comforter and the comforter, who is here, my Father, to remind us of all these things that you taught us. May the Holy Spirit be ignited inside of us, that every day he reminds us of the roles that we must play out there, my Father, that we are deployed in different places and different scenarios and areas just to become daughters of the Most High God. And also, Father, for reminding us this morning that spiritual families, churches, my Father, and godly relations are created for support and encouragement of each other. Help us, my Father, to always be aware, to be conscious, to be intuitive, my Father, of the role that we play in our societies, in our communities, in our workplace, Father, that we are there to represent Christ. Help us to imitate Christ in everything. Fill us with your love and compassion, Father, that we are able to extend that to the people that you are sending in our journeys, my Father. We thank you, Father, that you alone are God. We thank you, Father, that when we are empty, you are able to fill us up, my Father. May your Spirit, my Father, fill us again. Reignite passion within us, my Father. Pour out your Spirit upon us. Let it rain upon us, my Father. Your living water, fill us with the rivers of your living water, that out of our bellies, my Father, will also flow the same rivers, that we will quench people's thirst, people that are longing, people that are thirsty, people that are lost, my Father, people that are dilapidated and distraught, people that are hurting, my Father, people that are disheartened, my Father, that we bring the bandage that is in us, my Father, into the dying world. Help us, my Father, not to forget the roles and the reasons that we are in your kingdom, my Father, is to extend the same love that Jesus extended to us, my Father, when we were still lost. Help us not to forget, my Father, the main objective that you came into the world to give us life and life in abundance, my Father, that we, in us, my Father, that should, my Father, pour out, my Father, rivers of living water. Fill us again this morning. Let it rain. Let it rain. Your living waters rain in each and every one of us, my Father. Plant seeds, my Father, that you are going to extend, my Father, to the needy, to those that need to see Jesus. Help us, my Father, that our bodies become vessels of God, my Father, that we are able to be led and to be ordered by God to go touch and meet a need in our societies, in our communities, in our workplace, in our environment, wherever we are, in the malls, my Father, wherever you're sending us, in police stations and hospitals, Father, that we are able to identify a need and we meet it, because the Holy Spirit is the greatest teacher and is within us. When we see a need, let us not, my Father, turn a blind eye and think that it is somebody else's role. Let us take the responsibility. Help us, my Father, with seed that we are able to sow. For your word said, my Father, you give seed to a sower, my Father. Help us to be willing, my Father. Help us to be cheerful givers, my Father, so that the more we give, the more you give unto us and entrust us with the treasures of heaven, my Father. Help us to become a blessing. Help us to become hope, my my Father, in hopeless situations. Help us to become this light that you've appointed us to become. You said we are the salt of the world, my Father. We are the light in darkness situation, my Father. Help us, my Father, to illuminate this light that is so on us, my Father, that you have trusted us with kingdom mandate, my Father. Help us never to forget of our roles. We repent this morning, my Father, for being gatekeepers. We repent this morning for not meeting that need. We repent this morning for turning a blind eye. We repent this morning for complaining, my Father. We repent this morning for being complacent. We repent this morning for bringing to this, for belonging to these groups and negating and neglecting the children of God, my Father. We thank you, Father, for this morning, for this revival and awakening, my Father, and equipping us again and reminding us of the roles that we must play in the kingdom of God. Thank you, my Father, for the teachings and for the lessons that every day you are equipping us for your glory. Help us, my Father, that in everything that we do it unto the Lord and for the glory of God. My Father, receive our praise this morning. Receive our repentance this morning. Receive, my Father, our hearts and fill us and continuously, my Father, filling us with your love, that we're able to love one another just as much you've loved us. We thank you, my Father, for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Miriam. May the Lord keep keeping you. Pastor Ponson Gwenya saying, tuned in, and thank you, Pastor Miriam, to remind us that we are ambassadors of Christ. Muruti, have a blessed one. Love you so much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. Love you too, Sandra. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Signing off, you and I, let's meet on Friday at 1 o'clock on Heart to Heart. Next up, we say hello to Germany, Yanni Belsa on Perspective.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.